the graduating class of 2018. Congratulations from the U of I Community Credit Union. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with your neighbors and friends at the U of I Community Credit Union.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He wants a Reagan policy to trump a Clinton one. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president wants to bring back a rule on abortion first proposed decades ago, putting restrictions on clinics getting federal funding. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The White House is rolling out a proposal that would effectively ban Planned Parenthood and other similar clinics from providing abortions under the same roof as operations funded by federal family planning grants. The Department of Health and Human Services is announcing the proposed rule today, which would go into effect after a listening period. The move was blasted by organizations which represent family planning clinics across the country. Republicans in Congress have so far been unsuccessful in their efforts to defund Planned Parenthood nationwide. Dave?
John, the president has tweeted the fake news got it wrong, reporting he said this about illegal immigrants on Wednesday.
These aren't people. These are animals.
Well, the president wrote he was referring only to MS-13 gang members, a big difference, adding they are begrudgingly forced to withdraw their stories. A man shouting something about President Trump started shooting inside the lobby of the Trump Golf Club in Doral, Florida, near Miami early this morning.
It appears that he was trying to engage our police officers, some type of ambush type of attack.
Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says the man lost the gunfight and is wounded. They've handed out 2,000 face masks in Hawaii, where toxic gas and ash from Kilauea making it harder to breathe. A big explosion early yesterday spewed a plume 30,000 feet into the sky.
More groundwater may be getting into the system, and we expect that similar events could continue.
Gina Snyder with the Hawaii County Mayor's Office. Lava's burned down more than 2 dozen homes in the Big Island. It's already a celebration in Windsor, England.
Celebration!
The day before the royal wedding, and it's been announced Prince Charles will walk American actress Meghan Markle down the aisle to marry his son, Prince Harry. Her father couldn't go for health reasons. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The House is expected to vote today on the Farm Bill. Democrats oppose it because it would add new work requirements to food stamp recipients. Some Republicans are trying to block it over a completely separate issue.
Fox News has learned House GOP leadership plans to offer the House Freedom Caucus a day in June to consider the conservative immigration plan drafted by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte. It's an effort to give the group of nearly three dozen Republican members a chance to back down from their plans to block the Farm Bill. But Freedom Caucus member Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News at night,
"It's one thing to be told something, it's another thing for it to happen."
Meanwhile, a group of House moderates say they still plan to keep the pressure on House Speaker Paul Ryan to force a vote on DACA, those young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
A 19-year-old is due in court in Illinois today, 2 days after police say he showed up at Dixon High School with a gun and fired several shots as seniors rehearsed graduation. Matthew Milby was then shot and wounded by a school resource officer. His mother says her son was recently beaten up and robbed by students there. The ex-Russian spy poisoned in England back in March is finally out of a hospital.
Sergei Skripal's discharged 2.5 months after being found unconscious with his daughter on a bench at a shopping center in Salisbury, England. His daughter Julia was released last month. A police officer who came into contact with the poison helping them was also hospitalized for a couple of weeks. The Skripals are now living in an undisclosed location for their safety. The father moved to England in a prisoner swap in 2010, convicted of spying for them as a Russian intelligence officer. The Russian government denies having anything to do with the poisoning, with a toxic nerve agent believed to have been smeared on the door handle of the Skripal's house. But the attacks led to hundreds of diplomats being expelled. Chris Foster, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly, even as interest rates creep up to near seven-year highs. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 55 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Savoy fire official has been found guilty of raping a guest at a party at his home. The News Gazette says 44-year-old David D.J. Dunn has been found guilty of aggravated criminal sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. No injuries after a brush fire spread to an apartment building in Urbana. The News Gazette says fire crews were called out to 1024 Kerr Avenue yesterday afternoon. Flames were up to 30 feet high when crews got to the scene. The fire marshal says discarded smoking materials are to blame for the fire. No one was injured. The damage to the siding and balcony is estimated to be $15,000 to $20,000. The Illinois Senate has approved raising the minimum teacher salary to $40,000 a year. Under the proposal, the salary increase would gradually work its way in, and it would hit $40,000 in the 2022-2023 school year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
That's another thing I'd change. They said 40,000 starting teachers. How about 60?
Yeah, 60 sounds about right.
But I'm taking your tenure. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 60. Senior people get 80, 90, but no tenure.
Right.
Sorry.
Because sometimes people are hanging on and they really shouldn't be in there.
Anyway, I would raise the whole boat, but you got it. We'll have some sort of fair evaluation. And
okay.
It's got to have, you know, all kinds of safety things in there so it's fair and it's
right.
Not like you don't like them.
Right.
Kind of thing. Anyway, I've always felt that. I always felt teachers are the work and the energy. And people say, well, they get summers. Oh, come on, man. Really? You know how many hours teachers work? Do you know how much they put into it? And I'm not talking about $500 a teacher, which is what the average is. I'm talking about the energy. In life, you're given so much wick, and they burn a lot when they're at school.
That's right.
It's just, it is incredible work. It is incredibly powerful work. And it is one of those I'm just the teacher kind of a thing when that's just not way I just think amazing what they dedicate their lives to. And there's some, they're obviously just like everything, there's some that aren't so good.
Right.
But I think in my experience, there's a whole bunch of really, really good ones that need more money. Let's check your weather.
High 74 expected, Stevie. We've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1. And then a low 63 this evening, a 40% chance of showers. 20% chance of rain in the forecast before 1 tomorrow. High 80 expected, 63 our low in the evening. Then partly cloudy for Sunday with a high 85 expected, down to 62, a 40% chance of rain back in that forecast. Right now we're at 67 with a few clouds. ESPN 93.5.
It's kind of the difference between, you know, private sector and government work is that you can gain so much seniority that you can't be fired. You literally, I just don't think, just my personal thing, I don't think it's a good thing to have job security in a sense to where you know you can be caught stealing twice on video and still won't be fired. You'll be transferred. That's just ridiculous in my opinion. I think that you ought to work hard every day, earn your spot, and not, you know, obviously you want to have earned something and not unfairly be let go. I don't think that. But in some cases, it's so extreme. I mean, look at the people that were texting during the FBI investigation how bad Trump was. They weren't even fired. They were transferred. I mean, at what point does somebody with that kind of level ever get fired? You don't fire them, and it's really hard to fire anybody in that level. That's extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody should have, I'm not against job security, but I just think I'm for performing every day, that nothing really should be a given to where you're locked in. You can't go on cruise control. You have to work. You have to work hard, and you have to produce stuff. Well, that's my philosophy on things, but it's, you know what, it would, you know, having been in the private sector all my life, the thought of a little security does sound good, because, you know, the whole entrepreneurial thing I love, and I think the upsides are bigger, but the risk is greater, that's for sure, and if you can't live with a little risk, then doing your own thing isn't for you, that's for sure. All right, ESPN 93.5, Cardinals lose last night. Philadelphia's pretty darn good. They're just 24-12 in their last 36 games. Jake Arrieta pitches tonight for the big Bragg and Whites game. I'll be down there with the Fighting Illini. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News ace reporter from New York City. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Some wild guy shooting at Doral at the President's Club. Is that what I got? Did you cover that? I think you did.
Yeah, I'm on that story today, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Don't know much more. They got him in custody. He was firing shots, yelling something about Trump.
Yeah, he was. He draped a flag over the lobby, over the counter at the lobby. And about 1:30 this morning is when this happened. And he started shouting about President Trump and firing shots. The Doral officers and the Miami-Dade officers took him into custody. And there's supposed to be a press conference. I think there was one held just a few minutes ago. I'm getting an update on that shortly. So yeah, we'll have a little bit more for you in our newscast coming up. But, yeah, there is that's definitely something we're keeping an eye on.
I'm taking a flyer at all this, and you'll know more later. But from from the little I know, A, drug/alcohol. B, drug/alcohol/mental illness. So those are kind of the default settings on things like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's Tanya J. Powers. Please tell me what you hear.
Laurel.
Clear as a bell. It's Yanny, right?
Laurel.
Well, which one do you hear?
Yanny.
Laurel.
See, this is the great divide going on right now.
What do you hear?
I hear when you play it that way, I hear Laurel. Now, I have heard both.
Wow. I've heard Laurel when they slowed it down, when they originally did it, and they did some background high-frequency thing, then I lost that Laurel.
Yeah. Well, here's why you hear different. Here's why we're hearing different things. Because this has a lot to do with, first of all, your audio source, where it's coming from. And second of all, the frequency that your ears are more accustomed to hearing. Also, it can depend on what you're expecting to hear. Your expectations, your mind may be saying, okay, I think this is probably going to sound like this, or so-and-so said it sounded like this, and you may be more inclined to hear that. As a rule, younger ears tend to hear the higher frequencies, the lower frequencies. You know, I guess as we get older, we lose the high frequency. And so, you know, too many loud concerts or whatever, and we may hear Laurel. I've heard both. The first time I heard it on a cell phone.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Especially when you referred to the loud concerts, Tanya. Stevie J's line, it's too darn loud.
Exactly. And, boy, those Barry Manilow concerts I went to were really loud, let me tell you.
Woo. You know what? Those are a party now.
Oh, boy. Bell bottoms on. Anyway, so I hear Yanny. The rest of the world, apparently, a few people have texted in and said they've heard Yanny. But a whole bunch of people are. So your younger ears hear Laurel. Is that what I hear?
Your younger ears will hear the higher frequencies, which is Yanny is the higher frequency. Laurel is the lower one.
Oh, so
and like I said, it does depend on where you're listening to.
Wait a minute. So if my ears are bad, I hear Laurel, or if my ears are bad, I hear.
If your older ears tend to hear the lower frequencies easier.
Which means I'll hear. Yeah.
If your younger ears will hear the higher ones, which means you would normally hear Yanny.
Okay.
But like I said, it depends on.
Well, maybe you're the one that has.
Right.
Maybe you're hearing.
The text in said I have heard both. Yanny is the higher pitch and Laurel is lower.
So theoretically, my ears are better if I hear Yanny. Okay.
Theoretically.
All right. Well, there you go. It's finally settled. You people.
Laurel.
Stop going to the loud concert.
Laurel.
I told you.
Laurel.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Tanya.
Oh, yeah. Get off my lawn. Don't forget that one.
That's right. Get off my lawn. Dark socks and shorts. I got that wardrobe, too.
Mowing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Tanya J.
Sure.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. Okay. There you go. So, really, maybe the lack of loud concerts has helped me hear Yanny. Maybe you people ought to take down the, what did you say, crack pipe? Yeah.
Laurel.
Somebody said, CVJ, put down your crack pipe.
Exactly.
And I had to ask, what is that? 7:14 in Denver, 8:14 in Champaign, Urbana. Sports next.
Join Crisis Nursery Friday, June 1st for our annual dinner and auction at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Enjoy a great dinner, live and silent auction items, good drinks, and familiar faces while supporting a great cause. Crisis Nursery creates an island of safety dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect by providing 24-hour emergency care for children and support to strengthen families. Go to crisisnursery.net to get more information, sponsor this event, or buy tickets.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Champaign.com. Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends. Pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit Addie's.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105. And if officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529. Or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
I'm going to talk a little bit about stroke. Very, very important to know some of the warning signs. We'll touch on that with our good friends and Carl coming up. Let's check sports headlines.
A couple of homers from the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday. 6-2 was the final over the Cardinals. Let's see how we do. Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies. I recall fondly coming into the Cubs-Cards game at Busch and looking forward to Jake Arrieta pitching for the Chicago Cubs, but now he's Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, should be. If I were the Cardinals, I would have signed him. But anyway.
Michael Wacha on the mound for the Cardinals. Adam Wainwright transferred to the 60-day DL. And catcher Carson Kelly on the 10-day DL with a hammy. We've got the Cubs that were rained out yesterday in Atlanta taking on Cincinnati this evening. They've got a doubleheader on Saturday on U.S. 105.9. White Sox over Texas 4-2. Illinois beat Nebraska 5-2. They've got a game tonight at 6. NHL action. That series tied at 2 apiece as Tampa Bay beat Washington yesterday 4-2.
Okay. Any other text on Yanni versus Laurel?
Right. I wonder if we should ask the ladies in the studio.
We have Aaron
that.
Eddie. How are you, Aaron?
How are you
and
doing?
Laurel, how are you?
Great, thanks.
So from Carl, what do you hear here? Let's say it. Here you go.
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay, that's
Laurel.
I heard Laurel. That's
Laurel.
What do you hear?
I heard Laurel too, and we were actually just talking about how we both had been hearing Yanni. So
I get it. I've always heard Yanni. I've just had nothing else.
When I listened on YouTube, it was Yanni.
Huh. And now it's Laurel?
So maybe it's something to do with the stores.
What's wrong with you people? All right, let's check your weather.
All right, we've got a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Today's high 74, 64 a low tonight with a 40% chance of rain. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers coming into the day. High 80, 63 our low on Saturday night. Partly cloudy to start on Sunday. High 85 expected, then a 40% chance of showers back in the forecast with a low around 62. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, what happens when you get a have a stroke? What is a stroke? Wouldn't it be nice if stroke came out on your arm like a rash and
right.
you could do something about it?
And we could figure out the symptoms are coming
and
our
you
way,
know
let
it's
me
coming
get help.
And all these other things. Anyway, a little on that to educate you, maybe save a life here coming up next. Mm-hmm. ESPN 93.5, it is now 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. Deere & Company's business improved in its recent quarter, but Wall Street was expecting even stronger numbers. Deere says it made significant progress working with suppliers to ramp up production. It's also experiencing higher prices for raw materials and shipping. PayPal is expanding in Europe, buying Swedish financial technology company iZettle. It's paying $2.2 billion. iZettle started in Stockholm in 2010 with credit and debit card readers for smartphones and tablets. Now it offers payment options in 11 markets in Europe and Latin America. Freddie Mac says mortgage rates rose this week to the highest level since 2011. The average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 4.61%. The Dow was down 54 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 15. S&P lost 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
It's Jen Shelby inviting you to Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Ford of Hoopston. At Ford, up to $11,000 off F-150, up to $8,000 off Taurus, and zero for 72 on Ford Fusion. Jeep celebration continues with up to $3,500 on Grand Cherokee, $4,000 on Compass, $5,000 or 0% on Cherokee. See Ram Bighorn's $14,000 off, and the all-new Wrangler JL is in town. Speaking of new, keep listening and like us on Facebook, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Hoopston, Ford of Hoopston. You'll get hints on something new coming to town.
Online at Hoopston Chrysler and Ford of Hoopston.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 30th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
It is ESPN 93.5. It is Friday. Woohoo! May 18th.
Yeah.
Here we go. Carl Hospital. I'm just a big fan of Carl. Mm-hmm. Erin Eddy is here. She's a registered nurse. She's an expert when it comes to stroke. Also from Carl Public Relations, Laura Mabry. Ladies, nice to see both of you. You both heard Laurel, which hurts me. You heard Yanny in the car.
I did.
So, okay, all good. Okay, so I guess define stroke. What happens physically to a person when they have a, quote, stroke?
Sure. So stroke, sometimes we say brain attack instead of stroke. It's a similar thing happening in your brain that happens in your heart when you're having a heart attack. A stroke is a brain injury that happens when your blood supply is inadequate, when you don't have enough blood supply flowing to an area. And then whatever that area controls, your brain starts to become damaged very quickly when you don't get enough blood supply.
Yeah, but how do I wake up in the morning and know I'm getting enough blood supply? There's no gauge. There's no thermometer. What do I do?
Well, if you are acting normally, you have all your normal neurologic functions, you don't have any stroke signs and symptoms, then you probably have pretty good blood flow to your brain.
I wish I knew that it was coming. Can you know things like this are coming?
Well, you can know that you're at higher risk for stroke if you know some of the risk factors. So, and they're really common ones. If you think about heart disease and stroke, they're very similar risk factors. So okay. High blood pressure.
Okay, so I go and my blood pressure ought to be 120 over 80.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Diastolic, systolic, all that?
Systolic's the top number.
Okay.
So you want that 120. Diastolic is the lower number.
Okay.
You want that 80 or lower.
But I'm excited when I go in, so it's always higher. It's my excuse.
Well, we never diagnose people with high blood pressure just on one reading.
Okay, all right,
so you
all
have
right.
to get a couple checks.
It's a warning sign.
You
how
can
about
check
the store
home.
Stuff? I mean, if I walk into the Sam's, is that reliable?
You know, it's decent. It's better than not knowing at
okay.
all.
Okay. All right. Give us a clue.
So that's a good check. If you just want to do a spot check, you're curious, you don't want to wait until your doctor's appointment next month, you just want to say, hey, I'm on top of this. I know my numbers.
So blood pressure is a pretty good indicator, at least one of them.
It's a big risk factor
okay.
for stroke.
All right.
And then things like diabetes, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, those are risk factors for stroke. And then we've got the really easy things to fix. The lifestyle risk factors. So getting enough exercise, eating healthy, all those, maintaining a healthy weight, those are things that can help reduce your risk for stroke.
So, Aaron, would you say that quitting sugar would be a good idea?
Quitting sugar is a decent idea. Quitting high-processed carbs and sugars is really healthy way to improve your diet. So go for more complex carbohydrates. There's sugar in a lot of things that's not necessarily bad for you. But the highly processed stuff, not great. If you're eating fruits, that's a great source of sugar. We still want to keep an eye on how much we're getting. If we only eat strawberries all day, that's not necessarily a perfect diet.
My husband had a stroke in 2008. I was so grateful to have a support group around me. My neighbors, who are EMTs, had some oxygen.
Awesome.
So I was able to do a cell phone call to them, a 911 call on the landline, and have some oxygen there within the first 10 minutes of my husband Mike's stroke.
Yeah.
And I think that was a difference maker because he had the sagging face, though, and had lost, you know, almost paralyzed on the left side of his body.
Sure, sure. You just covered some of the really big signs and symptoms that people have to know for stroke to recognize it. We talk about risk factors. That's to help prevent a stroke. But you've got to be able to recognize it in an emergency and know what to do. And you just highlighted all the gold star points for stroke.
Say them again.
First of all, if you see any signs and symptoms, you call 911. Your EMT buddies know that you've got to get there fast. And you've got to use them because they get things started on the way. They
mm-hmm.
call the hospital ahead of time
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, we've got a stroke coming into you. So it's essential to use our EMT partners. Call 911 if you see signs. So you mentioned his face
mm-hmm.
was drooping.
Sagging. Mm-hmm.
Sagging. So we say FAST, F-A-S-T.
Okay.
F is for face. And the test is you have someone smile. If it's off kilter, if you have an uneven smile, that's a sign of a stroke. A is for arms. It could be legs, too, but we focus on arms because that's the most common. And it's weakness or numbness. And usually it's just on one side of the body. And you said that's what you experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So A is for arms. You have someone hold up both their arms straight out like they're flying or Superman, and one drifts down or falls down because it's weak. That's a sign of a stroke. And then the S in FAST is for speech, any difficulty speaking. It could be slurred speech. It could be maybe they're using the wrong words all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden, or they
mm-hmm.
maybe don't even understand what you're saying. Those are all really common signs of stroke. And then the T in FAST is just as important. It's time to call 911. We like to say time is brain. Every minute that goes by during a major stroke, you can lose about 2 million brain cells.
Mm. Wow.
And over the course of a large stroke, that ends up being 1.2 billion brain cells that you can lose. So we want to get help as quickly as possible to maybe stop the damage. There are a lot of treatments that we have available that we can arrest the damage. And
mm-hmm.
things that are supportive like oxygen, your EMT friends, of course, really helped out.
Yeah.
Laura, we have Play It Safe tomorrow, and Aaron's going to be there. And
yeah.
so if you want to talk a little more about stroke tomorrow, what do they do?
Go ahead, Laura.
Sorry about that. Hey, yeah, just definitely come by Leonard Recreation Center in Champaign tomorrow. We'll be there from 9:30 to 2. Lots of different booths talking about lots of different safety things, especially for families, especially for summer. Now is the time to really kind of refocus on that as school gets out. But stroke awareness is so important for all ages, and so Erin and her team will be sharing about that. We really like to help kids understand that, too, because they can be the one to grab the phone and call 911, and we want them to feel empowered and understand what to do to help a family member should that happen.
That's awesome. Ladies, thank you very much. Yeah. We started a club called Sugar Busters, and so we quit processed sugar. We get 30 processed sugars a day. That's all we do, and I dropped 100 points in my cholesterol.
Wow.
But it's been like 2 years. It took time.
Yeah, it's great
but
results.
But it's still good. And I couldn't believe that that was connected to cholesterol, sugar. But anyway, so I'm kind of on a soapbox all the time about sugar. I think it's rat poison. Yeah.
Erin and Laura, you guys are awesome. And Carl.org can give us all the information we need. And, you know, to keep us in that healthy lifestyle is key.
Thanks for what you do, Erin.
Great.
It's good stuff. It's important.
Thanks for getting the words out.
Seem like you really like what you do, too, which is pretty cool, because I don't think I'd like it. It'd be icky. Anyway, thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
Erin Eddy, Laura Mabry, we appreciate them from Carl. ESPN 93.5 is going to take our Fox News next, local news after that, final half hour of the week just ahead. Jeremy Warner from 9 to 11, Tane Karp this afternoon, 4 and 6. It is Friday. I'm going to the Cardinal game tonight. I'll report back Monday about those beautiful mesh jerseys they're giving away. Can't wait to get ours.
Yeah, go Illini and go Cardinals tonight
they
take on the Phillies.
ESPN 93.5, it's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A man who fired shots inside the lobby of President Trump's golf resort in Doral, Florida, was trying to lure officers into a gunfight, says Juan Perez with Miami-Dade Police.
He did succeed and he did lose.
He was shot, now in custody, identified as Jonathan Odie, 42 years old, from Doral. He'd burst into the lobby shouting about President Trump, draping an American flag on the hotel lobby counter. We're expecting an announcement today about a rule that would ban abortion from being discussed as an option at any clinic that gets federal money.
And will also not be allowed to share space with abortion providers. The policy harkens back to a Reagan-era rule that never went into effect as written, but was upheld by the Supreme Court as an appropriate use of executive power. The 1988 rule required abortion providers to operate separately from other family planning services. The policy is expected to face legal challenges.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Ludlow man died from his injuries sustained in a two-vehicle wreck just north of Rantoul. 22-year-old Jorge Arroyo Morales was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident occurred on U.S. 45 North. No injuries after a brush fire spread to an apartment building in Urbana. The News Gazette says fire crews were called out to 1024 Kerr Avenue yesterday afternoon. Flames were up to 20 to 30 feet high when crews got to the scene. The fire marshal says discarded smoking materials are to blame for the fire. Again, no one was hurt in that fire. The damage to the siding and the balcony is estimated to be $15,000 to $20,000. The Social Security Administration has announced the top 100 baby names in the state for last year. The top five girls' names in Illinois were Olivia, Emma, Ava, Sophia, and Isabella. The top five boys' names were Noah, Liam, Benjamin, Logan, and Alexander. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 893-9000 or Willow Pond.
on golf.com. The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign-Urbana and Mattoon-Charleston for over 35 years, call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111, 217-359-2111, or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 74, down to 63. Chance of showers today, otherwise a little on the overcast side. Saturday's high at 80, down to 63. Slight chance for showers, especially coming into the day. On Sunday, we're starting out with partly cloudy conditions with a high 85. The chance of rain later at 40% with a low 62. We're currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to talk a little about Robert Mueller's investigation. 1 year out, there's a lot of buzz about the president doing an interview, and I think that's a trap. I think you can misstate something, and that's technically perjury. And so if they ask you about an event and you're on record saying one thing 4 years ago and then you say something different this time, that's perjury. Who can remember all of that?
I know.
Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the FBI without James Comey and without being under oath. That's not even fair. And nobody recorded it. Let's do that. Nobody records it. Robert Mueller won't even be there, and you're not under oath. Sure, we'll talk.
Okay, and just get a conversation.
It's just those are impossible. The questions will be impossible, and then you got to train like you're doing a debate. It's silly. Was there collusion? No. Did Hillary Clinton do more than Donald Trump on collusion with the Russians? Yes. Just if you want to look at it, but if you hate Trump that much, you're not going to see it. It just dizzying how divided all that is. Okay, we're going to go to the text line. I got a few texts you want to get to coming up. 356-359-2255, 359-2255.
I know this one says regulations like Velveeta can be labeled as cheese, but it's actually cheese food. It's similar to the fake news. It should not be called news or news story. There should be some kind of categorization about what can be called news. I think they're relating to this MS-13 animals story.
Yeah, right.
When they texted in on this.
Yeah, we're talking about the fact that the major media, New York Times, Washington Post, some of the big ones, calling out Donald Trump for calling immigrants animals, and Nancy Pelosi did too, when he called MS-13 that horrific gang, most brutal gang probably ever, that rips the insides out of people and children, and he called them animals. And so they said, oh, he said immigrants. And it's just inaccurate. That's what everybody's up in arms that are up in arms about the journalism. It's just wrong. It's the wrong coverage. It was totally done to fit narratives there. 8:37, we welcome founder and managing partner of Red Media Group, a strategic communications and public affairs company, and has 25 years of senior executive communications and government affairs, Angela Hale. Angela, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I like you. And you know why?
Why is that?
Because I know you helped CASA at some point in your life. I don't know if you're still doing it, but I'm a big fan of CASA and the court-appointed special advocates. What a tough job that is. And if you have a heart for that, you're a good person.
It's a wonderful organization. And if anybody has the time and opportunity to volunteer to be a CASA, there's nothing more important than helping children.
Well, my good friend, retired Judge Jack DeLamar, helped a lot in Champaign County. And some of the snippets he tell me are just so heartbreaking. And it's just awful, some of the stuff. Okay, Angela, 1 year, Robert Mueller's investigation. What do you see? What do you think? Where we're going? Is this going to last till 2024?
Right.
Indefinitely, no. Yeah. You know, it's really, he plays his cards really close to the vest, so I think it's difficult to tell how long this thing is going to go on. I think the main thing we're looking for right now as a determinative factor is, will the president sit down with the special counsel and do an interview? And since Rudy Giuliani has come on board as the president's counsel in the last couple of days, I believe he has indicated that he will not make a decision and the president will not make a decision until after the president meets with North Korea in the summit. So I think, you know, clearly until after that happens, we won't see any progress or conclusion on this investigation. I think that will be the determining factor, and then we will see whether the special counsel, if the president decides not to sit down with him, whether he would take the extraordinary step of trying to subpoena the president, and then there would be a court fight over that if that were the case, and then it might drag out, you know, longer.
And what about it being a subpoena trap, a kind of a perjury trap, where you get in there and you forget the events of 4 years ago that may or may not be very important, but you misspoke, and thus it's called perjury, and that's a pretty high crime?
Well, I think, you know, if I were the president's counsel, and I work with lawyers all the time in my business, you know, I do not think that I would want to sit down with Robert Mueller and do an interview because of what you mentioned. It's very difficult to recall things that happened a long time ago, and it could fall into the perjury trap. I think, and I doubt, and I think Rudy Giuliani has indicated that that's not going to be what happens. I mean, there could be something that could be narrowed to question and answers, where something would be in writing or a very limited interview or something like that. And I think that would be the appropriate course to do, not to sit down and do a free-flowing interview, because I don't think that would be in the president's best interest.
Or you could do a Hillary with no James Comey, no under oath, and nobody recording. I'd do that.
I think that would be an agreeable arrangement as well.
It's just, come on, man. It's something you can see fair and unfair. It's just crazy. I just think it's a gotcha. And if you can't ask all your questions and be able to submit them in writing, you're still getting your information. What's wrong with that? Because we can't get you on gotcha. That's what I think's wrong with that.
Well, I think that that would be the way, the appropriate way to proceed, and perhaps that could bring a conclusion to all of this.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what his responsibility is to make a report to the Deputy Attorney General, Rob Rosenstein, and then they would decide whether that report and the conclusions would be passed on to Congress.
Angela Hale, H-A-L-E, how do people find your company?
We are redmediagroup.com. We're in Austin, Texas, and we operate in a variety of states.
Yeah, well, I know that you're doing a great job. I don't know where you are from Santa Fe, but Fox is breaking this story that there's an active shooter at a high school in Santa Fe.
Uh-oh.
Which is
wow.
Off in the Gulf Coast. Those are awful stories I have to report. Angela, thank you for your time and your expertise.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Angela Hale's her name down in Austin. So in Santa Fe, Texas, they are saying there's an active shooter at a high school. It's all I got. It's all I got. I mean, I'm seeing helicopter views of the school and police squad cars, but that's all I know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened, but they just call it, they call them all that, active shooter at
a
high school.
Most of these news sources are posting inside the last 2 to 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll give you everything I have after the break if there's more. 842.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Yes, since my book, Let's Make It a Habit, came out, I have been leading in-person workshops in various types of businesses, including for-profit, non-profit, and academic institutions. I teach audiences how to deal with negativity using humor and compassion. I present a realistic approach to instilling good habits to get the good things back in our lives, while also focusing on ways to learn daily habits that help us overcome negativity and move forward.
Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Winning can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and Social Security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
Tim, you're the Officer of the Year for the Champaign Police, and here you are, our Officer of the Month, 26 years, Tim.
More than half my life. Yes. I just turned 50 in February, and so this is officially more than half of my life that I've been working for the Champaign Police Department.
Tell me why you wanted to be in law enforcement.
Well, because I'm a good guy, and I always wanted to be a good guy. You know, when I was a kid, we played like most kids did in that era. We played outside all of the time, and if it wasn't sports, it was cops and robbers and things of that nature. My father was a World War II veteran, a decorated hero, if I do say so. So that was my role model growing up. And I'm the youngest of six kids, three older brothers, and that's just the way it was.
You were the youngest of six kids, so you got rough and tumble, and you were the baby. You had to deal with it.
That's a fact.
But it toughened you up.
I have my brother Andy to thank for that.
Toughened you up, and look where you are today. Officer of the Year and Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.com. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Philadelphia Phillies over St. Louis 6-2 yesterday. First pitch at 7:15 tonight. A couple of homers from the Phillies yesterday. Let's hope we can get some big bats from our Cardinals tonight, because it's the bragging rights game. Illini versus Missouri. It'll be fun to see if our I-L-L-I-N-I.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. The first pitch, Brad Underwood. And Conjo, yes. Martin, the head basketball coach of Missouri, former very good basketball player for Purdue.
Okay.
So he's an athlete. It's kind of a battle. And, of course, Brad Underwood played for Kansas State. So you got some athletes out there. See what they got. I wonder if they've been practicing.
Talking about the Cardinals roster thinning is catcher Carson Kelly has a hamstring issue on the 10-day DL. They're bringing up 27-year-old Steve Barron from AAA Memphis, and Adam Wainwright been bumped up to the 10-day DL.
60.
Yep. From the 10. Or 60. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time. I can't see Adam Wainwright being effective anymore. I would hope he'll retire and just call it a career.
Okay.
He's been wonderful, but it's just his mind is willing. His body just isn't letting him do it.
I want to say mid-30s. Cubs rained out yesterday against Atlanta. They've got a 6:10 first pitch against Cincinnati tonight, and a doubleheader tomorrow in the noon hour and in the 6 o'clock hour on U.S. 105.9. White Sox got a win. 4-2 was the final over Texas yesterday. They've got a game at 7:10 tonight. Illinois beat Nebraska for their 30th win of the season. 5-2 was the final. They've got a game at 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, hey, hi, hello there. It's me, your air conditioner. You can call me AC if you want, but Mr. Conditioner is my dad's name. Okay, listen, you may have noticed that I'm using a lot of energy right now, and that's why you need to call an expert. Yep, the experts can give me a precision tune-up, so you'll save up to 30% on energy bills, and I won't have to work so hard, which is great because I'm about to pass out.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, get $41 off a precision tune-up. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com. For expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Alto Vineyards has long been a leader in the Illinois wine industry, and this year they're celebrating their 30th anniversary with a number of events, including Wine Down Sundays, Music Among the Vines, and more. Stop by Alto Vineyards each weekend throughout the spring and summer and indulge in Illinois wines, premium beers, soft drinks, and light food items, all while experiencing the best local musicians in Central Illinois. For more details, visit altovineyards.net or call 356-4784.
This Sunday at Wine Down Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. at Alto Vineyards. Get ready for the sounds of Billy Gold. Billy Gold is well known in Central Illinois for his guitarmanship with the Blues Deacons. And he'll be at Wine Down Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. this Sunday at Alto Vineyards. Get more details on Wine Down Sundays and Billy Gold's performance at altovineyards.net.
I don't think so. I just don't think so. I can't get up at 5 a.m. to watch that wedding. It's Saturday.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'll catch it when they're doing the parade, if I'm up.
Okay.
Check your weather.
Well, we're expecting a few clouds today and a slight chance of showers this afternoon. We've got a high 74, low 63. 80 the high tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, especially early. 63 our low with partly cloudy conditions Saturday night. Starting out partly cloudy on Sunday, high 85 expected. 40% chance of showers later in the day with a low of 62. 69 on ESPN, 93.5.
Of course, the good news is I don't have to get up. It's called DVR, silly.
True.
I'll DVR the thing and then watch it. That'd be fun. Kind of cool. 8:50. A pipe burst and the basement begins to fail, putting the picture albums and the family heirlooms in danger. You can't plan on it, but you can plan for it by making sure you're ready for whatever happens with Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. With their mobile site at servepro.champaignurbana.com bookmarked, the 355-0077 programmed into your phone, when the things that matter most are on the line, you'll know that they are too. Make sure you're ready by planning with the trusted professionals of Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana, like it never even happened.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. There's no better place to buy all your trees, flowers, mulch, and rock than Country Arbor's Nursery. 30,000 perennials and hundreds of thousands of annuals right here in Urbana. And we don't order in our trucks. Our perennials and annuals are grown within feet of where you're buying them. Millions of plants, bulk rock, and mulches, and delivery and or planting on everything we sell. And if you'd like to leave everything to the pros, Country Arbors has a full landscaping service as well. There's a reason why we've become Champaign-Urbana's favorite garden and landscaping center. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery in Urbana or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
May 18th is National Pizza Day. Rosati's is celebrating with $5 off any 14-inch or larger pizza. Dine in or carry out only. Call 217-328-2334 to order. Or visit myrosatis.com/Urbana for menu options. Cannot be combined with any other offer. May 18th, National Pizza Day. $5 off 14-inch or larger pizzas with Rosati's.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today. All right, we are going to be back on Monday. I'm going to the Cardinal game tonight. I'll let you know how there's Illini jerseys, a mesh jerseys, blue with STL on there and I for the Illini.
That's right.
We're excited. I mean, the giveaways in St. Louis are crazy.
They're awesome. And really the replica good. Ring tomorrow and then Kids Day on Sunday with the Six Flags tickets and the ball glove from Rawlings.
Well, what about the Bob Gibson pitching rubber tonight?
That's happening tonight, in addition to the Illini stuff.
We're going to have to get some Cardinal like bags to put our stuff in.
Exactly.
You know what we'll do is I'll get the stamp and go back.
There you go.
Because we'll go back to not the bus, but the car. And I know exactly where I'm going to park off 8th Street. We're going to go early and maybe eat at Ballpark Village.
Yes, loved it.
Have not eaten there. Was it good?
It was awesome.
10, 15 bucks each.
I mean, fish tacos and healthy stuff.
How much do I bring?
It was around 12 bucks a person.
All right, I can do that.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Especially when you figure across the street when you're in the ballpark, it's going to be $18 for these nachos.
Well, in the left field line, we get that hot dog lopped on there.
Yeah, that's right.
10 bucks, and that's generally all we do.
Okay.
So... But maybe a couple of bottled waters could save you about 10 bucks there.
How many Ketchetarians are going?
Well, at this point, there are two.
Okay.
There's the other four in Canada.
Right. So. All right. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'll have that maybe on Monday so people on YouTube channel can see my new Cardinal Illini jersey.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening to Jeremy Warner's show. He's got the stuff. He's got the content you can't miss. With tens of thousands of downloads on his show every month on podcasts. You can podcast all of us and listen whenever you want. Listening on demand at ESPNCU.com. It's all there for my show, our show, for Jeremy, and, of course, Tan Carp in the afternoon. All right, hey, thanks for listening. Meet you Monday. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You know... I was just thinking the other day of how rich my life has been with simply sharing time with others. Whether with family, friends, or just a moment's greeting with a stranger, hi, how are you? Well, now, how many of us during these sharing times have said something, done something, or hit the send button with a message that might have hurt someone or their feelings? Wouldn't it be great to have a button to push? A do-over button. Well, my best friend, Jesus Christ, offers not only the button, but the true love to forgive you of all wrongs. Simply, just reach out. He is reaching for you and inviting you to his house this Sunday. Attend church services of your choice. Jesus will guide you. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Jesus welcomes you to his house, and he's been expecting you.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and taking historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just 20 $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 893-9000 or willowpondgolf.com.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me, and my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances.